Hello guys, I know it's been a fuck that shit, I ain't gonna be over enthusiastic. Anyway, this is probably gonna be a split podcast, cause I don't feel like being censored, and I'm a little bit more comfortable cursing now. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but yeah, it's up to you to decide. So yeah, I've been fairly inactive, but it's not cause I, you know, was like, I don't care about this no more, and whatever, I don't care about podcasting, I don't care about making videos or anything. It's mainly the factor of I really didn't have anything I wanted to make a video about. Like, sure, I had all these scripts lined up, not gonna say the name of it because that would just be taking away some hype from, you know, a sudden upload of, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that because I also might say something too. Anyway, yeah, so there wasn't really anything I wanted to make a video about, and instead of, you know, being like one of those people who make a video on whatever, you know, just makes a bunch of random stuff, I value my quality over my quantity of it. I would rather have 8 well-produced videos than have like 15 to 20 videos that are just like mediocre or just okay. I would rather make a video that I'm comfortable putting out because I don't put anything out that I'm not comfortable with. And if I do, I automatically take that shit down the next day when I have the sudden epiphany that I messed up. And yeah, that's really what I do. So whenever I'm thinking about making a YouTube video, I'm not thinking about how many views I'm going to get on it. I'm not thinking about if it's going to blow up or something. I'm thinking about, will people like this? If people will like this, I'm going to keep making it. And is it something that would actually work for a video? And if it's something that won't be entertaining or not informative or, you know, not being any of the above, I would rather not make a video on it, and I would just rather wait like a month or something until I get a video idea. And then I'll start doing it. Yeah, I don't think it's really going to matter if I say this one, but I have a video planned. It's going to be about Kaiju number 8. And I'm just going to do like a little simple overview for people who haven't seen it. And I'm going to get into my actual review of it. And that's basically what the video is about. I've learned a lot from my other videos, like since my Chainsaw Man one. I've learned a bit more about pacing, about sectioning, you know, we just fit everything into a video. And basically how to create a video. Because if I was aware of it right now, I probably would have never put out that Chainsaw Man video because I'm not really proud of how that one turned out. Because it just ended up being just me talking about the whole entire story all the way throughout. It wasn't an overview or anything. I didn't give any insight. I didn't profit anything to it. It was just me retelling the story. So I changed the title and my thumbnail from overview to recap. Because I saw it and I'm like, I put in time and effort to edit that video. So I didn't just want to toss it out. Because that video also taught me how to like edit manga videos, but it didn't come out the way I wanted it to. But I did put a lot of time and effort into it, and it was okay, and it would have worked as a recap video. So I just slapped the name recap on there and went about my day. But I'm not really proud of how that one turned out. So that really made me think about, yeah, I should make videos about things that I'm passionate about or things that I think will turn out really good. And if I know that it won't turn out good or it doesn't feel like something I'm gonna enjoy making, I'm not gonna make it. I started making that Vocaloid video, and that one was really good for me. Because I did the podcast with Vic, and he got me into Vocaloid, and I was like, wow, this stuff is actually pretty damn good. So I was like, might as well make a video on it, because I was learning so much about it. I didn't have any information or education on the subject at all. I was like, robot singing? Not something for me. I'll admit, some of the first Vocaloid that I listened to, I did not get it at all. It's like, I don't give a fuck about this. And I was just basically like, okay, I'll just give up on it. I come back like a week later and I start finding things like Deco, Wawaka. I find a lot of different Vocaloid. And at the time I was starting to notice that some of my favorite Japanese cover artists, most of the songs that they cover are Vocaloid. Like Soul and Eve and Sotaru. I'm not sure if I'm saying their names right, and Mafu Mafu. So yeah, some of my favorite ones covered Vocaloid songs, and I really love the lyrics behind them and everything. So I was like, you know what, I'll just take a deeper look into it. Found a lot more about it, and I really ended up loving it. Now, it's like I have a little bit of Vocaloid on my main playlist that I just listen to at the same time. And, you know, it's something that I really, really love. And when I made the video about it, I was enjoying the time making it. Because I was learning about Vocaloid. I was seeing all these different artists. I was looking at how impactful it really was. Because I was like, wow, this is an actual amazing thing that I really was missing out on for all these years. And, you know, just shitting on it for nothing. So I definitely learned my lesson to not talk about shit unless you know about it. Because I was trashing Vocaloid. Well, not really hardcore trashing it, you know, just like being like, I don't like listening to robots singing. You like robots? Why are you listening to that? You know, it wasn't like real bad trashing, but it was like, kind of like, oh, I hate it, but for no reason. So yeah, I definitely learned my lesson about that. So it definitely opened up a lot more stuff to me, because at the time, the only thing I thought about doing my channel about was, you know, just anime and manga related stuff, and I was bounding myself to just that audience. And then when I made that Vocaloid video, and I ended up really liking it, so it opened up to a whole new world where I can make Vocaloid videos, I can make manga, I can make anime videos, I can make pretty much any video I want, as long as it fit into the otaku demographic. So that's what I started doing. I started researching a lot more stuff. I got many more scripts coming up. I got some 18 plus stuff. Well, not going to say the name of them, but you probably already have a pretty good idea what that is. And it's going to be like if you ever seen the channel Dead Meat, it's going to be that kind of style, but not really counting the kills. I'm just going to be recapping it that way. And yeah, I'm really hyped about that one. So far, it's like the script's halfway done. So I'm really hyped to start, you know, making that one out. And I also got a couple more scripts that are actually finished. I just have to take the time to record for it. I don't really record anything unless I'm in the mood to do it, because if I do that, I might end up sounding monotone or dead with no expression or no tone to my voice. And I really hated that, because I think I did some of my videos like that, because Tess was telling me about that kind of stuff, so I was like, yeah, I think I need to change that. So now I really only record videos whenever I feel like it, and if I feel like it's going to be something that people would actually like. I don't just make videos on a bunch of random stuff. It has to be something that I think people will enjoy, or at least one person will enjoy, and it's something that I have to really like. Or, you know, at least like enough to, you know, put time and effort into it. Because I don't really care about getting a lot of views, or getting famous, or getting subscribers some money and stuff. To me, it's all about the experience. I enjoy making stuff that make me feel good, much like the Vocaloid one did for me. And I got some other scripts I want to record, but you just have to wait to a later date, so I'm really hyped to make that one. And yeah, so that's pretty much all I got for my video part of the section. It's just really that I don't upload anything unless I'm comfortable with it and I'm in the mood for it. Because I don't want to upload some low quality thing and then I get famous some way down the road and then that video comes up and I'm just like, wow, I really hate that. Because I know that everybody comes from somewhere. It's just that I want to put my all into every video, because I don't want to end up with some content that I didn't really care about in the first place, or something that I'm not really proud of. Because I want every single video I make to be something that I'm at least proud of or not ashamed to show in any way. So yeah, that's why I'm really valuing and, you know, taking the time to actually make videos and only doing them whenever I feel like I'm actually in the mood for it. So anyway, yeah, that's pretty much going to be all for this podcast. I know that it wasn't much, but I'm glad I at least got something out here before the end of the year. So yeah, as usual, hope that you guys have a great day, you stay safe out there, and you accomplish whatever you set out to do, and yeah, peace! Oh yeah, real quick before I go, I also plan for 2021 to be a year where I actually make a little bit more content, but not to say I'm going to rush anything, because I'm still going to keep the good quality to it, or at least, you know, the alright quality. It depends on what you see my quality or content as. And yeah, that's pretty much all for this one. And yeah, this is going to be the final actual see ya for this year. So yeah, I expect my video to be out probably sometime by January 1st or January 2nd. It really depends on how quick I can edit it. So yeah, hope that you guys all have a real good day and stay safe and have a happy new year. And yeah, peace.